News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
As of Monday, more than 5,000 people have signed a petition calling on the Federation of Early Childhood Providers and Childhood Services Ireland to begin pay negotiations with talks yet to commence. Now, these are the employer representative bodies employing, or rather representing, the largest representatives of childcare providers in the state. And on the other side of the negotiation table, were those employer representatives to come to it, would be SIPTU. And from there, we have Dara O'Connor, who is SIPTU head of strategic organising. Dara, remind us of the scale of the prize. What is up for grabs here if a deal gets done?
So there is 45 million euros on the table from the state. And that's in recognition that there's some fairly substantial problems within early years childcare at the moment. As a lot of parents listening to this will know, that it's very difficult to get a place. There's 40,000 children on waiting lists at the moment. We also have a problem with high levels of staff turnover. So on average, the staff turnover ratio is 25%. But that can go, you know, if you look at Wicklow, where the Tánaiste is, that goes up to 50% per year in large full-day service.
Now, is that intrinsically a problem, or is that to do with the nature of the type of work? Because often those who work in childcare, there may be people who are senior who are there a long time, but there will be, I assume, a relatively good churn of younger workers who come in and do it for a few years and then do something else.
It's a problem, and it's a problem that's recognised by government that they want to address, because quality is dependent on the relationship between the educator and the child. And that relationship, if it's been broken, if it's someone changing every 6 months or 12 months, it is bad for quality. And we know that good quality early years has improves the life chances and have a really positive impact on the lives of children. If this poor quality is detrimental to children's outcomes.
So the 45 million euro, it is ring-fenced to a degree. Is it ring-fenced in terms of how it gets deployed? Where is it due to be spent?
So that is up when we go into the pay talks. That's what we need to trash out. And we have that argument. And certainly we know that this high levels of staff turnover and the staffing crisis that's there at the moment is due to low pay. So that's why the state is putting this money on the table. So the hourly rate of pay for an early years educator is just 15 euros an hour. So despite all the progress we've made, it's still 40 cents below the living wage. And certainly with the cost of living crisis, there's a huge squeeze on people as well. So people just can't afford to stay in the profession that they've trained for.
This leads us then to the obvious question. The other side of the negotiating table, the Federation of Early Childcare Providers have said, we are due to start negotiations. I would feel it would be best if we did not comment at this point. And likewise, there hasn't been much from IBEC either. Why do you think there is a reluctance to come to the table by the other parties?
I'm not too sure. I think there are different dynamics within the sector. We have the majority of providers, employers. There's a mix of community and smaller providers. They want to see this deal done. They're signing the petition. I'm talking to them on the phone. They're calling me saying, let's get this deal done. What's happening? I need to increase pay. I want the government funding to make this happen. I think there's other dynamics. I think when large corporate childcare that are there as well. And maybe they're less inclined. But, you know, there's an empty seat beside me. It'd be great if they were here.
If they don't come to the table, does the 45 million evaporate?
Exactly. So that goes. So every day from September, when the deal is meant to commence, every day that money starts going back to the state. It can't be spent. And then if there's no deal, there's no funding this year. It's incredibly unlikely that there will be funding next year. So all we'd have is a deepening staffing crisis.
Dara, thank you very much. Dara O'Connor, SIPTU, Head of Strategic Organising.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.